Lord, my God. When I owe someone the consider all the words thy hand ever made. I see the star, I the rolling thunder, thy power to dove the universe deep. Then sing my soul, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Went to the woods and forest glades I wander. In it a bird sings sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountains grander, in bitter brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son, Lord, Spirit, send him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my. Then sing my soul, then sing my soul, my
Savior God to thee. How great thou art,
how great,
how great thou art.
Then sing my soul,
then sing my soul,
soul,
my Savior God to thee.
Yes,
how great thou art,
how great thou art.
Then sing my soul, my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art,
how great,
how great thou art.
Then sing my soul,
then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. Oh, how great thou art, how great thou art. Yes, Lord. Tonight,
so
our soul sings tonight, declaring that Thou art great, Lord.
How great Thou art.
Oh, how great Thou art, Lord.
How great
Thou art. Dancing my soul. Oh, tonight let every soul proclaim and declare that the Lord, He is great. He's wonderful.
How great Thou art.
Oh yeah, dancing my soul, my Savior God today. How great Thou art. How great Thou art. Yes, tonight let every soul, just as you stand, just say, Lord, how great you are. Lord, how wonderful you are. Oh, Lord, how excellent you are. Oh, Lord, how mighty you are. Oh, just worship him and say, Lord, thank you, God, even for yet another moment, Lord, that we have found the grace, Lord, to be in your presence. Oh, how great you are, Lord. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to say thank you, God, for the day, Lord, our going out and our coming in, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you, God, for at our working places, in our homes, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you, God, oh, for our children, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you, God, for the church. We want to say thank you, God, for your word. We want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace, the Lord, we have found in your presence, God. Oh, your amazing grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for your grace that always endureth, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, oh, for your divine love, oh God, that always has room, oh God, for your children. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. We thank you, Lord. Oh, it is a joy once again, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. We thank you, God, that, Father, you have made it another time for us, another grace, Lord. Moment like this, oh God. Father, we really appreciate, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you tonight, Lord, for yet another moment like this that, Father, you've given to us. As you have called us, O God, to gather tonight, Father, we know that always there is something in store for us. Father, we come to you, Lord, with all humility, with all meekness, and, Lord, with all lowliness. Father, we surrender our hearts, our thoughts, and mind, everything, O God, before you. The Lord Jesus, tonight, you know us individually. And Father, we pray that, oh God, something be said that, Lord, will even bring us closer to you, Lord. Even Father, if we have sinned, Lord, we pray that you forgive us. Father, lift up any burden, any obstacle, any hindrance that Lord Jesus will make himself contrary to your word, oh God. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Even Father, I surrender myself, Lord, to you tonight. Just use me as your vessel, O God, and speak to your children. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. May we be seated for a moment. God bless you. We thank the Lord. We are back again in his house. Pastor called me to say that today be a prayer meeting, whilst Friday will be teaching Bible studies. So we are back. We thank the Lord. Today we have been to our working places, in our homes, going up and down, and we know that the Lord has been with us. Amen. Last Friday, we talked about the watchman. And we picked one of God's watchmen, Samson, who was a great example to us. Amen. A watchman whose attention was drawn away from his post of duty and engaged himself in pleasure. Maybe just for a season. Amen. But yet we saw what befell him. Hallelujah. And we got to see that living in pleasure, the Bible says, you are dead whilst you are alive. Living in pleasure, you are dead whilst you are alive. You see? And that is the name that was given to the church of Sardis because of their works. The Lord said, I know your works. You are dead whilst you are alive. That they were living in pleasure. And any moment that is ripe for you to worship the Lord or to give yourself to the worship or to be in the house of God, and nothing genuinely stops you, you are living in pleasure. Amen. Tonight, we are going to talk about another great watchman of God. And it will surprise you, that great man of watchman we are going to talk about is you and me. Amen. Amen. We are very great watchmen. Do you believe that? Well, maybe we have not considered our calling yet. You see, to be called to run the last lap to glory is a great responsibility. Praise the Lord. When we look at the natural athletics, the quartet, they normally, most of the time, put the best runners in the beginning and in the end. Praise the Lord. And when we look at the seven church ages, we know very well that in the beginning, the right church was set up. Praise God. And in the end, it is the same. So the first and the last, they are very good, fast runners. And the last one especially, the one who is going to break the tape, it must be a real good runner. Amen. That's where we are. That's where you and I, we stand. To cross the line and bring victory home. Amen. Because all the saints, they are waiting on us. So it's a great privilege. A great responsibility. So we are very great watchmen of God. And we see that God has manifested himself since creation in three ways. One to his people, one is God above his people. And then God with his people, Emmanuel. But in our time, it is God in us. Praise the Lord. God in us. That makes us a real great people in the hands of God. We need to consider our calling. It's a great calling, my brother, my sister. Let us not take it for granted. We need to examine ourselves and know very well if we are running the good race. A And so last week we talked about how the cities of old time, how they were built. That they were heavily fortified with walls. And the purpose was for us a defense against the enemies. And always they put a watchman on the tower. And his duty is to warn the city of any impending danger. The watchman has to be watching every hour, every minute, every second. He must be vigilant. And we found out that to place a watchman on the tower of a city, we just studied the qualities of such a watchman. And we found out that you don't need to put a drunkard there, or somebody who is short-sighted, somebody who is unstable. But you need to put someone who is really truthful, somebody who is stable, somebody who has what? Foresight. And naturally, somebody who is vigilant, and spiritually, someone who will, the word of God will never depart from his sight. So, look at all these qualities that we are looking at. And the text that we read was Isaiah 21:6. It said, "For thus hath the Lord said unto me, Go set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth." Go set a watchman. So tonight, we are going to see what our responsibility, our work as a watchman, what we are going to watch. Let's turn to the reading, and then we will know what we need to watch. And we shall read from the book of Corinthians, the first Corinthians, First Corinthians 6, reading from the 15th verse to the 20th. Let's hear the word of God. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord, he is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we've read your word, O God. We pray that the Holy Spirit will bring up this word as a spiritual food for us tonight. Lord, speak to us by your own way, O God. Let us receive what you want us to be. We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we be seated? after this scripture, we have another scripture in the same Corinthians 3:16. It said, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." He said, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. 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 So you and I, we are what? We are the temple of the living God. And what's our responsibility? Our topic is Watchman, the second part. So what is our responsibility? We are watchmen. You are a watchman of that temple, of that house. I am also a watchman of the temple that God has given unto me. He said, you have been bought with a price. You are not of your own as you are seated. But again, you are not of your own. Amen. It is for God. And he has made you to what? To be a watchman. Because there is another part again. In 2 Corinthians 6:16, the later part of it, he said, I will dwell in them. Okay, let me read the whole. He said, and what agreement had the temple of God with idols? You are the temple of God. And so, what agreement have you with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said. Listen. Said, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The purpose of this temple that God has built, which you are, there is where God, the mighty God, says he is going to dwell in. He is going to do what? He is going to walk in them. And you, he will be your God. And we also will be his people. Praise the Lord. You see, this temple was not built by man's hand. It's built by God. That is why when David said he wanted to build a house for God, he said, "How? What house can you build for me?" Praise the Lord. My throne is in heaven and my footstool is on is earth here. Such a mighty God. Which house can you build and put him inside? With your hands, build a house and put God inside? No, sir. Unless he himself, his own house, he can. So look at how you are. The mighty God who says heaven is his throne and the earth here is just for his footstool. Yet, he said, in you, he is going to dwell. And even not to sit, but to walk in. Praise the Lord. You see how mighty, how great you are. This time he said, what? God in us. So our responsibility as watchmen is greater than all other watches that has been in the past. Praise God. Our watch is greater than any other watch ever. So you are responsible. You are the watchman. Let's look at this. You know this diagram already. As the body, the spirit, and the soul. That is what? That's the house. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the temple. And God wants to dwell in what? The soul, where the soul is. The prophet said that's where the control tower is. Praise the Lord. And when he is in the control tower, all other things, the spirit, the body, they are under his control. Let's read something from him. He said, there is a control tower of the soul and one for the body. And each tower is a warning caller for the needs. Warning caller for what is it? Okay, let me read from a warning caller for each one calls to the need for what the caller is calling for it for. It sends out a wave of warning. Now let's see, look at it. He said, look at the 31 again, a control tower of the soul and of for the body. That means there's a control tower on the soul and the control tower also for the body. And he said, each one calls to the need for what the caller is calling for. It sends out a wave of warning. 32. For instance, the flesh test to satisfy the desires that are in the body. The flesh is always test to satisfy the desires that's in the body. And the spirit desires for the things that's in the soul. And many times this war one against the other. We find there was a great trouble today that too many people try to live between those two desires. For one of them desires the thing of the earth and the other desires the thing of heaven. My brother, this is the problem here. People want to what? To live between these two desires. Desiring what? The things of the world, and at the same time desiring the things of heaven. And it can't be possible that way. Praise the Lord. It can't be possible, as the scripture says in Matthew 6:24. It said, no man can serve two what? Two masters. Praise the Lord. No man can serve two masters. You go to serve one. And so, when we go on here, he said, the choice of your conduct, you are either for God or against God. And the outward expression shows exactly what's on the inside. The outside expression shows what is in the inside. That's the soul. See, the cucumber, many of you think, listen carefully here, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to heaven. That can have, he said, that don't mean one thing, that you are going to heaven. This is serious. No, sir. You can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and every hour in your life and still be lost and go to hell. The prophet says, no, sir, you can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost every hour in your life and still be lost and go to hell. serious. The Bible says so. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Is that remember? The rain falls on the just and the unjust. That's the answer. The same rain that makes a grain of wheat to grow makes a cocoa grow too. See? What is it? At the inside of that seed is a nature. And that nature displays itself. So the diagram we saw, the seed that is inside, that's the soul, that determines the nature. Praise God. Is that it can stand in the same field, right there with the wheat. The wheat and the wheat stand together, rejoice just as much. Its head is down, is starving for drink. When rain comes, the cocoa can shout just as loud as the wheat. But by their fruits, ye shall know them. Amen. So this is the field. We are all in the church here. This is the field. But yet, and receiving, saying amen, praise God, singing hallelujah. We are receiving the rains. Praise the Lord. But what is the seed? The nature. That is why, my brother, tonight we got to really examine and find out what kind of seed is right in the place of the soul. Praise God. Let us not deceive ourselves. Brother, this is very serious. You can't, your spirit, in the spirit side, it is the Holy Spirit, all right. You have the Holy Ghost. You are speaking in tongues. You can heal the sick. You can do everything. But yet, the control tower, who is there? We shouldn't deceive ourselves, brother. You see, some little things we overlook. We think it is all right. But we got to be critical to ourselves. Critical to ourselves. And make sure that the one at the control tower is the Spirit of God. Look at it. You have every hour the baptism of the Holy Ghost is upon you. Every hour. And yet, you go to hell. The Bible speaks so. Say, on that day, many will come to me. Said, oh Lord, we did great things in your name. We cast out devils. We did that in your name. Yes. But he said, go away from me. I don't know you, you workers of iniquity. Brethren, watchmen, let us watch and find out what actually. He said, tonight we examine ourselves. You are a watchman over a house, and you need to put the ultimate watchman over the control tower, who will control your final destination. You are a watchman, and you have been set to go and put an ultimate watchman over the control tower, so that he will determine your final destination. Whilst you are watching that house, it's left for you. You see, the devil, Satan, is also fighting, struggling to enter into that house. And you are the one to resist him. You are the one to resist him. That is why our watch, my brother, my sister, is greater than all other watch. Because our watch is what? God coming in. But God wants to find a place, a house, where it's without spot or wrinkle. No blemish. A holy place, because he himself is holy. So who is in the house? Let's hear from the prophet for once again from here. Because we heard that by your fruits you shall know them. He said, and the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness. Now I'm going to, listen, he said, I will give you my estimation of what I think that the closest thing to an evidence that a man is a Christian than anything I know of. Praise the Lord. Amen. The prophet is saying, the closest thing to an evidence that a man is a Christian than anything I know of, let's listen to what the prophet said, is travail of soul. A person that's always so hungering and thirsting for God. They just simply, see, day and night, they just can't stand it. They go to do something for God. They are full of love. And they are just so travailed, just travailing all the time. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what the prophet sees as someone who is a Christian. The closest of what he knows about. That the travailing of the soul. A person that's always so hungering and thirsting for God. My brother, do you feel that? Do you feel that? Do you see yourself in that situation? That always you are thirsting and hungering for God. Oh, my brother, ask yourself tonight. My sister, ask yourself tonight. Where you're hungering and you're thirsting, where does it direct to? Brother, this week, from last Sunday, when you ask yourself, have I even taken the word of God to look in? You got to answer it to yourself. How many times have I prayed since last Sunday I came to church? My brother, ask yourself. My sister, ask yourself. Those are the signs that you are hungering. You are thirsting for God. But if those things are not forthcoming, my brother, it is not always coming to church fine. Praising God, fine. Worshiping, fine. And then you go home, that is the end. Waiting for another day that the church will what? Convene again. My brother, my sister, watch carefully, because the control tower, somebody else is there. Somebody else is at the control tower. Because if he is there, he will never deny his word. Every hour, that is what the same thing that was told Joshua. Oh, if only you can meditate upon this day and night, Then your ways will be prosperous. Blessed is the man that will not do what? Will not stand in the ways of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. See? But his delight is always in what? Meditating upon the word of God day and night. Amen. That is the closest, the prophet says, you could be a Christian. The travail of the soul. And the travail of the soul always puts you into desperation. It puts you into desperation. Always you feel that there is something needs to be done. There is no time for pleasure. Because if there is any time for pleasure in your life, then as you know, you are dead whilst you are alive. So my brethren, tonight, we got to be sincere to ourselves. Is the thirst there? Is the hungering there? He said you can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost every hour in your life and still be lost and go to hell. He said the rain falls on the just and the unjust. At the inside, that seed is a nature. The nature displays outside. The way how you go about. The way how you spend your time. When the Spirit of God is in control tower, it declares the good things he sees to you and prevent and protect you from all evil. When he is on the control tower, he prevents and protects you from all evil. When he sees the enemy coming, he declares to you. Praise the Lord. He is at the what? The control tower. He makes sure that that enemy can never enter. We got to put him there. Tonight, said, Lord, I open my heart tonight. I want you to enter. Because in this house, it's a very big place. Very big place. You know when Jesus went to gatherings, he met a man who had been living in the tombs. And he himself, when he saw Christ, he just went and what? Worshipped him. Oh, the devil even worshipping God. See? He knows, he believes and trembles. And when Jesus asked him, what is your name? What did he say? He said, my name is Legion. Praise the Lord. My name is Legion. Before I knew the legion, legion in the Roman army division, I'll find the calculation, but it's about 3,000 footmen that forms what? One legion. And look at one man. He has what? 3,000 demons. My name is Legion. 3,000 demons. It's a big place. So there are many rooms. It's a big place. And so that is why someone can be seated in the house of God, hearing the word of God, and yet in one of the rooms in that temple, there is anger. Praise the Lord. Hearing the word of God, but anger is very just comfortably resting somewhere. Hate is his head, yeah, it's hidden there. 5,000. God bless you. 5,000 what? Demons. So you'll be seated here, and still there is what? Strife hidden, envy hidden, wicked thoughts hidden, lust, reveling, fornication. They are all hidden. You don't feel it. My brother, tonight, sit in the house of God, and yet they are hidden fornication spirit. They are hidden hatred. They are hidden strife. They are hidden what? Oh, my brother, my sister. Examine yourself tonight. Don't let us just take it as just it's okay, everything is fine. My brother, it needs a critical examination. Examine yourself tonight, my brother. All those doors that have been closed, open them tonight. Get all those people out from that house. Make it ready for him to come and take his place at the control tower. Be sincere to yourself. But that is serious. Every hour you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and yet you get lost. Consider this. Tonight, we are going to clear all of them. We are going to get all of them out from the house. You know the things that are right within you. Just bring them out. Say, Lord, I'm clearing. I'm purging the house today. I'm cleansing the house today. And when you cleanse it, let him come in immediately. Because as you know, the word says, when you cleanse it and you don't receive him immediately, he said they will come back and see. They'll come back. That's what the scripture says. So they will come back and look whether after you send them out, someone have taken their place. And when they come, they see that, it's still garnished. No one there. Then he goes back and bring in what? 7 times stronger than himself. Then they come and leave. And then, my brother, it will be very difficult, the Bible says, to get them out. Because they know that even there's nothing. You are just a scarecrow. Praise the Lord. You are a scarecrow. So you are standing there just frightening. They've tested you that you are just there, frightening. Praise the Lord. All your shouts are frightening. You're just frightened, but you can't do anything. So this time they won't go. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we need to put him at the control tower. Because there are a lot of things in the house here that we need to pray about. And until we all get him on the control tower, then we are sure that all what we ask, we pray for, definitely he will what? He will answer us. But if he is not there, all our prayer doesn't go anywhere. We have things in the house here. I don't know what was. You see, we have sisters, we have brothers, we have a lot of problems. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb. And we are the children of God. Can't we pray those that our sisters and brothers that are looking for the fruit of the womb, looking for children, that they'll be blessed? Those looking for job, that they will receive them no matter how hard it is. over there, God can bend the rules and put his children for them to work. Those who are looking for their documents. All these things and many others in the house here. And yet we come here and we go back. And those our brothers and sisters are groaning in the spirit. Praise the Lord. But we are one body. When one suffers, we all need to suffer. Brethren, tonight, we go to pray. Put him at the tower there. And then we come back to pray upon the fruit of the womb in this house. Praise God. Because in this book, there is no barrenness. And our sister's name is here. And if our sister's name is here, then the barrenness, it can't be possible in her life. That's the challenge we go to place before God. You can't find one barrenness here. Let me just take you through something very fast. It started with what? Sarah. Praise the Lord. She was not what? She wasn't bringing forth. And we know the story. But at a appointed time, Sarah had a child. Praise God. Called her Isaac. Who is the next? We found out that Isaac's wife, Rebecca, was also barren. Do you know that? Rebecca was also barren. When you read I'll find the scripture. Was also barren. And he said, Isaac entreated God and prayed. And Rebecca had a child, two sons, Esau and Jacob. The same also Jacob, her wife Rahel, was also barren. Rahel was also barren. Only Leah was what? Bringing forth. Here also, he said what? God remembered the cry of Rahel. Remember the cry of Jacob. And he had a child. And his name was Joseph. Look at the people. Isaac came from what? A barren womb. Jacob came from a barren womb. Joseph came from a barren womb. Oh, praise the Lord. The next is what? When you go to Judges, Manoah and his wife, they were also barren. And the child they had was Samson. Praise God. And then we come to what? Hannah. Hannah was barren. And the child he had was Samuel. Look at the people that coming out from what? Barren wombs. And then it's Elizabeth. When you come to the New Testament. Praise the Lord. And she also, she had a child. That's John the Baptist. Look at these births from barren wombs. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Samson, Samuel, John the Baptist. The seventh, I've got six here. The seventh is your sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And her name is here. Let us put him at the control tower tonight. And pray. We want to see God moving to fulfill his word, that there are no barrenness in this. He said, Psalm 113:9. Yeah, thank you. Psalm 113. Oh. No, I don't see somewhere. Psalm. One one three. Okay, I will read from here. He said, he maketh the barren woman to keep house. Praise the Lord. And to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. That is the work of God. That he maketh the barren woman to keep house. And to be a joyful mother of children. This is for us. A proof that God will not allow any barrenness in his house. Amen. But one thing, my brother, we got to make sure, my sister, that he's at the control tower. He is at the control tower. Oh, my brother, when if he's there, what is going to stop? God. Is God's hand shortened? Our next prayer meeting, if we meet the Lord tarries, we're going to pray for all those who are looking for job. Amen. It has to happen. Amen. We can't go on like this. Praise the Lord. We have a God. Amen. We got to prove to the world that we have a living God. Hallelujah. How many believe it? Amen. That it will happen in this our house. We will come back with testimonies to the glory of God. Amen. Those who are looking for their regularizations, their documents and everything. Nothing can be held over there. My brethren, tonight, let us stand and sing this song as tonight I can hear my Savior calling. Do you know how to sing it? Amen. Tonight, the Master is calling. Amen. The Master is knocking. He wants to be at the control tower. Then from there, we are going to put our request before him. As he has said in Psalm 113:9, he said what? Can you hear him calling tonight? Calling you right now? That do away with everything in that house. He wants to take over. He wants to take over tonight. Look, my brother, my sister, just surrender. Just the things. Just imagine you come to church. You are seated in the presence of God. You are hearing the word of God, saying amen, singing, and yet there are some things still in the house here. Brother, my sister, consider this. You have to ask for mercy, my brother. God bless you. How could it be? How could it be, my sister? How could it be, my brother? Yes, he's calling you. He's calling you tonight. And from tonight, take away everything from your heart. Anything that is undesirable things, take them away from your heart, my brother. Take them away from your soul. Take them away from your spirit. Kick that body desires out. Be sincere to yourself, my brother. Be sincere to yourself. He that has called you is holy, and he wants you to be holy. He wants you to be holy. He must be at the control tower, providing to our needs. How can we say we are the children of God, the church of the living God, and yet we lack? My Savior calling. Oh yeah, I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. He leads me, I will follow. He leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow.
I'll go with.
That's what the Lord wants you.
The garden.
To move along with him.
I'll go with him through
tonight,
the garden.
As you sing this song,
I'll go with him.
Let it come from the deepest part of your soul. That you mean it. That wherever he will lead you, wherever the word of God is telling you, you will follow it. Whatever the word of God have instructed you,
where he leads me, I will follow.
Oh, be sincere, my brother, my sister.
I'll go with you.
Go with him through the judgment.
I'll go with
him through the judgment. I'll go with him, with him all the way. I will follow where he leads
me.
Yes, my brother. That's the only thing that you can do. The Lord, lead me and I will follow. Lead me, Lord. with. Will you go with him? Do you mean it? Do you mean it?
Give me grace and glory.
For sure that he will give unto us. Grace is always abound. It's always abound.
He will give me grace and glory and go with me all the way.
Where he leads. Now prepare yourself to pray. Prepare yourself and pray and surrender everything to him.
He leads me, I
leave everything, my brother. Just consider what the prophet is saying, that you may have the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, every hour upon yourself, and yet get lost. Serious matter.
He leads me, I will follow.
All those things that are not right, just take them out. Take them out, my brother, my sister. And say, Lord, now take the control tower. Take the control tower, Lord, tonight. Take the control tower.
I will follow.
I want to be completely free from all shackles of the enemy, shackles of Satan. Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I can't help myself. Help me to lead. Help me to follow you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Lord, wherever you lead, oh God, I want to follow. I want to follow, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, lead me. Lord, lead me and I'll follow. Lord, lead me and I'll follow.
I
have been harboring all these things of God. Tonight, Lord Jesus, I want you to be at the control tower, the ultimate watchman of my life, Lord. I want you to be the ultimate watchman. I want you to be the ultimate watchman, Lord. For you to be at the control tower, Lord Jesus, and to declare to me the things that are always right to God. To declare to me, oh God, the true way of life.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God. When I pray, Jesus.
Jesus' name. And by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah,
He's an answering God. Yes, Lord, we believe it. We believe it.
Hallelujah,
that You are an answering God.
He's an answering God.
When we pray in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
and holding on to faith,
the answer came.
We know the answer,
He's an answer
will surely come.
God.
And we believe that even tonight it has already come.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
You have always answered prayer.
Hallelujah, He's an answer.
You have never failed in one.
When I pray,
when your children were in that bandage, when they remembered your promise,
hallelujah, He's an
when they cried,
God.
You came down. He said, I am come down.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
To bring answer to their call.
Hallelujah.
And one thing we know,
He's
you are that same God tonight.
God.
The same God, the same yesterday, today,
when
and forever.
I in Jesus name,
as He said, I am the Lord, I change it not.
Hallelujah. He's an answer.
Yes, Lord.
God.
You are an answering God.
Hallelujah.
You are an answering God.
He's an answer.
Daniel prayed. He received an answer.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He's an answering God.
When Hannah prayed and she received an answer.
And by faith the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
You are answering God. We know, Lord. Tonight, oh Lord, your children have placed their request before you. From the deep of our hearts, Lord.
He's an answering God.
We know that, Lord, you will not fail
when
your children.
I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith, the answer
you will not
came.
Fail, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We know the
He's
Lord, our request. They are standing before you as a memorial, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We believe it, Lord.
He's an answering God.
You are an answering God.
Hallelujah.
Who will never fail
He's
your
an
children.
Answering
you will never
God.
Fail your children.
When
every request that, Lord,
in Jesus' name,
has been placed before you tonight. Lord, we believe it will never return to us void. That is your word. That is your word. Your word has never returned to you void. It's surely hard to accomplish. It's surely hard to establish in the things that pleases you. And Father, we know you are your children that we please you, God. Let it be unto us, Lord. Oh, that Lord, we want to is to just glorify your name with all joy, knowing very well that we are serving a living God. Lord, be merciful to us. Be merciful, Lord, to us. Be merciful, Lord. We have lived in iniquities too far, Lord. We knew always that those things in our lives are not right, yet we keep on keeping them. Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, cleanse us, Lord. Purge us, Lord. Take away all those things, Lord Jesus. And let us remain holy before you, my God. Oh Lord, Lord, have mercy upon us. We have been stubborn. We have been hardened. Lord, take away our stony hearts and give us a heart of flesh. We surrender our own spirit. Lord, give us your own spirit, Lord. And come and take your place as our ultimate watchman. To be on that tower, Lord Jesus, the control tower. Lord, you have made us a temple where you said you will live in, where you said you will walk in. And yet, Lord, we have defiled the temple, Lord. We want to be like Daniel, who said we will not defile our bodies, no matter how. Lord, we plead in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. We have been in this for long, Lord. But tonight we thank you that you have brought awareness, Lord, unto us. You have brought us a remembrance where we should be. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We surrender everything, Lord. Tonight, wherever you lead us, we will follow. Wherever, even through the waters, through the fires, Lord, we will follow you. Help us, Lord. Help our weaknesses, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Let us be real soldiers. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. I love you.
He first loved me. Just my salvation on Calvary Street. I love him. I love him because he first loved me, and he purchased my salvation on Calvary history. I love him. I love him because he first loved me, and he purchased my salvation.
Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you, for you are God and you are good unto us, Lord. how you loved us, Lord, when we were unlovable, when there was no chance for us at all, Lord. But Father, you were so merciful unto us, so much so merciful that you sent us the message, Lord, and you have revealed these things unto us, Lord. Father, these things, Lord, that are not bought with money, but Father, you brought them to us, Lord, by your grace, Lord. How you have revealed thy word unto us in this last day, Father, to show us the narrow way, the way that we must walk, Lord. We are so thankful, Lord. Father, you say that, Father, it's been hidden to the wise and the prudent. Help us, Father, tonight to be the simple people. Lord, not to be wise and prudent in our own ways, for our own ways are ways of death, Lord. And life is found only in thine ways, and thy way is the way of the message. So we thank you, Father, and we submit ourselves completely to the message that's been preached tonight. That, Lord, how we ought to examine ourselves, in our hearts, Lord, in our soul, to examine every door, every facet, Lord, and open and release anything that does not confess your name, and let you have the preeminence in our lives, Lord. Father, have your way, Lord. I'm desiring for your word to take full effect in my life, Lord. Father, any place in my life where I'd been failing, I pray, Lord, that you'd help me. Father, I pray that you'd quicken me, Lord, to life, Lord, and leave the ways of the dead, Father. Help us, Father. We do pray for the saints that were not here, Lord, committing them to you and asking that tonight, Lord, if they had missed this message, that you'd somehow reveal it to them, Father. We pray for our brother Maxwell, that you'd strengthen him and restore strength and virtue unto him, Lord, and bless him for being faithful with thy word, Lord, in presenting it as it is unto thy children. Bless every brother, every sister that's here tonight. Lord, let there be a change in us from this day on, Father, that we would forsake any way, Lord, that is not beneficial, Lord, unto our spirits, Lord. Please, Father, I do pray for every little child that's here as well. Father, they might not have understood, but I pray that they would catch something, that you would place your hand upon them, that as they would grow up, Lord, they would lean towards thy kingdom. Please, Father, be merciful to us and grant us strength to continue and finish off this week, Lord. Help us, Father, Lord, may we continue under thy anointing, even as we would meet on Friday. Lord, we pray that you'd continue to teach us thy word, Lord. Give us an expectation in our hearts, Lord, a hungering and a thirsting for thy righteousness, Lord. Our own righteousness has failed many times. Lord, we are seeking thy righteousness tonight, Lord, and we ask your blessing upon us as we go home. Every spirit of accidents, Lord, may it flee from thy children. Bless them, Father, as we would go and be with us, Lord, until we meet again. And on Friday night, we ask it, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
I love him. I love him because he first loved me, and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. History. I love him. I love him because he first loved me, and he purchased my salvation.